Now, as we finish up the EQ, okay? Finish up the EQ. I want to point out in the last couple minutes here, you can put away your laptops, a couple of traits, a couple of things that I want to remind you on with what EQ is. These are kind of the words and traits that would distinguish low EQ versus high EQ. You see, aggressive is low EQ, assertive, ambitious is high EQ. You can look at that and you can kind of compare where you're at. And do some of these words stand out for you in your life? Now, you probably won't be one side only. As much as we'd like to be high EQ, you're going to have some words that happen to fall on the low EQ side. There's times where you might be impulsive. There's times where you might be a poor listener. It's okay. Again, you're not going to be perfect. High EQ people aren't perfect. You're going to have times of low EQ in your life. But if you can make more of those traits high EQ, you're going to pursue some really great things. So this is a good, cool graphic I wanted to show you. The other thing is, what are some traits, again, of high EQ and low EQ people? Just so you can kind of remember as we finish up our EQ work. And number one in seven traits of high EQ people is they are people of change agents, okay? They are high EQ and they can react to change. They can react when someone changes their work shift up on them or changes the duties or changes the job on them. They are able to change and adapt, okay? So they're change agents. Second, they're self-aware. High EQ people are so aware of what's going on around them, what's happening in their own life. They are aware of their feelings. They are aware of their emotions. They are aware of what triggers them. They are aware of what helps them, what motivates them, what helps them get better. They are very self-aware people. Self-awareness, as I've told you before, is a crucial aspect and a crucial characteristic you should learn to grow more in. Okay, we have a lot of people in the world who aren't self-aware. High EQ people are self-aware. Third, they're very empathetic. I mentioned this yesterday. Empathy is a huge skill that you need to have. High EQ people have, where they can put themselves in the situations of other people. They know what other people are going through. They can relate to others. And relate is a key word. Relating to somebody's feelings and their emotions. They read somebody's face and they can relate to, hey, I remember a tough time I went through. Let me tell you about it. Let me help you out. What can I do for you? Or they see a surprised look on someone's face. Now, I know how that feels. I can put myself in their position. I know how to help them get through it. Because you're going to have to do this when you're on a team, when you're in a work environment, when you're in a family. You're going to have to relate and be able to be a good empathizer. They're not perfectionists. High EQ people are not perfectionists. They aren't the person that gets 100 out of 100 every single assignment. They aren't. So if that's what's holding you back, thinking, well, I'm not perfect, I'm not going to be a high EQ person, well, we just eliminated that. They're going to fail. They're gonna come into hard times. But the problem is that low EQ people give up, high EQ people keep pursuing whatever the goals and aspirations they have. So don't mistake high EQ for being this 4.0 perfect person who has everything together. That is far from the truth. High EQ people just know how to manage themselves better and get themselves back on track, okay, when they have hard times. They're also balanced. They aren't solely into one area of their life. They know how to diversify. They know how to have a balance between school, work, and social life. They know how to balance those things, and they know they need all those. You can't be school 24/7, you can't be work 24/7, and you can't be social 24/7. You gotta have a balance. High EQ people know how to balance that. They're also very curious. High EQ people are always trying to figure out, how can I make myself better? How can I react better in this situation? How can I read the emotions in the room better? Okay, how can I handle my emotions? So they're always curious. They're always learning, trying to grow themselves. Okay, they're not satisfied with where they're at. Then seventh, they're very gracious. I love that word, gracious. They understand that every day is a great opportunity. They understand that waking up today is a blessing. That's something that they might not have had. I mean, they could wake up someday and not have any breath in their lungs. And so high EQ people are very gracious for the emotions that they have and the emotions that they carry, and understand how great it is to feel, how great it is to be sad, how great it is to be happy, how great it is to be sometimes shocked and angry, and understand that that can be a good and positive thing as well. So those are seven traits of high EQ people. And then on the flip side, real quickly, What about low EQ? What about low emotional intelligence? Okay, this is what we want to stay away from. They have rocky, okay, this is what we want to stay away from. They have rocky relationships. If you are low EQ, you're going to struggle with relationships in your life. I guarantee you. That's why your divorce rate is so high in the United States. Your relationships are going to be rocky because you're never going to be able to react to other people's emotions. You're going to struggle staying together and being on the same page and working for together for something. Your relationships are going to suffer. Second, you're going to get into lots of arguments. Low EQ people get into a ton of arguments for no reason. And I'm not talking about that I'm going to stand up for myself in a good way, or I'm going to stand up for this opinion that I really believe strongly in. I'm talking about the little boy, little girl rants of, you know, I'm going to go crazy and I'm just going to argue this and that. Like, there's a difference between little boy, little girl arguments and someone who has some strong opinions and know how to present themselves. So we need to get rid of the little boy, little kid stuff. That you're, again, you're 17, 18 now. Now we're moving forward into the big boy world. Third, they understand how others feel. It's part of the emotion, body language, reading that assessment we did. So low EQ people struggle understanding how others feel. They don't know how to react to that. They don't know how to feel what somebody else feels. They don't know how to relate, okay? They are unrelatable. Fifth, they refuse to see somebody else's points of view. They are my way or the highway type of people. They only see one way, and that's the only way they go. And that's a struggle. That means they're never going to be open to anything and furthering anything in their life. Six, they blame others for their mistakes. They never take ownership of anything. Low EQ people will always find somebody else to point the finger at. Every time. That is something that is a classic sign of low EQ. Something you've got to work on getting rid of. It's a struggle. It's not easy. I'm telling you, it's not easy. But work on not pointing the finger at other people, but saying, what did I do? What can I do better? Seventh, they have an inability to cope with emotionally charged situations. So when the pressure-packed situations happen, when chaos happens, when stressful things happen in their lives, they have a huge struggle with it. They lose it. They panic. They make impulse decisions. So if you are a person that struggles when the chaos happens, well, then we got to work on our EQ so we can develop a better wall to keep out the bad, negative situations, okay, when pressure happens. Eighth, they have sudden emotional outbursts, so they're going to yell in the middle of class. They're going to yell in the middle of their work environment. They're going to just sudden emotional outbursts for no apparent reason. And now, it's funny to think about, but in a serious matter, if you can't control your emotions to the extent of you're just having random sudden emotional outbursts, we got some issues there. We got to work on them. They can be worked on. You're not destined to have those emotional outbursts, but we got to work on them. Ninth, they have a difficulty maintaining friendships. You have low EQ, not only are your relationships going to be rocky, but your friendships are going to be suffering, and you're going to lose friends. You're not going to have any friends, okay? And the only friends you might have would be other people who are low EQ, because those people tend to hang with each other. Your friendships in your life are going to suffer if you're low EQ, I'm telling you. And then the bonus, they lack empathy. Low EQ people lack empathy. They lack the ability to help others out, to make sure there's a kind word that's being said. They are very selfish individuals, so they only worry about their own emotions, their own feelings. That is not something that we want to promote in the world. I talk about making an impact on the world. You don't do that being low EQ, because you are more worried about your own self and your own emotions. So hopefully it took a little bit over the last week about emotional intelligence, how big it is, and that you can work on it. No matter where you're from, no matter what status you come from, no matter what family you come from, no matter what background, you can work on your emotional intelligence. That is a skill that can separate you from everybody else. And something you should start working on today. You really can. If you have any questions about emotional intelligence, hey, how do I get better in this area? I'm struggling with my anger management. I'm struggling with my decision making. I'm right here. Feel free to come talk to me or talk to one of your classmates. Talk to somebody who is good in that area, because we want to get you better. It's a small skill, but it makes a great big deal and a great big difference in the world you want to live in. Okay, you can say I'm really skilled, I have all these degrees, but if you can't manage your emotions, you're going to struggle. So we want high EQ people. I want all of you to develop into high EQ people. And so remember the factors that contribute to that and work on getting better at those every day.